episode of Let's Talk, Let's Think. I'm your host, Carrie Braggs. And if this is your first time tuning in, we are glad to have you. And we just ask you subscribe, hit the notification bell, because we want to have as many people as we can in this family, worshiping together and just growing spiritually from these episodes. Amen. Amen. So, we are going to pick up where we left off last time. So this is part two in the series of Follow Correctly or Lead Yourself Astray. So in the first episode, we talked about letting go of the old man and becoming that new man. The old man has died and you are a new creation, and we become ambassadors for Christ. So therefore, we go forth as his spokesman as we go and teach and tell others about how to become Christians. And so today, now that we understand that the old man is dead, we are a new creation, and that we are ambassadors for Christ, now we have to look at how we are living. And so today, the topic is going to be, we must acknowledge that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Once again, the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And so we are going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. And it reads, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of heaven. And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God." Amen. That is a good word there. And so when we look at something like this, this is where the controversy begins, because many, as we discussed in the last video, we're doing certain things and living in sin. And when we come to Christ, we don't say, hey, that part of us needs to die so we can become this new creation. And so we move on to this, where I hear this conversation all the time, and people get angry and emotional and all of these things, but we're here to focus on what God's word says. Remember, we want to be following him correctly. Now, I trust that whoever's watching this video, that's what you're trying to learn. Remember, we're trying to grow spiritually, so we're in God's word seeing what it says. So I'm not giving you my opinion. And you should not bring your opinion in here and try to make it stand in place of God's scripture. We don't do that. That's incorrect. And so within this, this is what his scripture says. And so there are a few things that I want to point out in this, and let me highlight this because I overlooked this. So it says that, "And do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" And then he said, "Do not be deceived." So once again, if we think that we have become a new creation in Christ, and that we are an ambassador for Christ, but we are still living unrighteousness, living unrighteous, we're deceiving ourselves. Because before Paul gave this list, he said, "Do not be deceived." And then he gave this list: neither the sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, men who practice homosexuality, thieves, greedy, drunkards, revilers, swindlers will not inherit the kingdom of God. So he said, if you are living in this way, if you are sexually immoral, if you are a liar, if you're greedy, you're a swindler, do not deceive yourself and think you can live that way and still inherit the kingdom of heaven. When we call ourselves Christians and say we line up with Christianity and that we are following Jesus, then our lives should reflect that. You should be able to see this. And so, once again, it is in the list here. So it says, neither the sexually immoral. So I'll just go back, as I talked about in the first video, before I got married. Before I got married, you know, before I became a Christian, I lived how I wanted to live. I dated who I wanted to date. And I was sexually active outside of marriage. And so once I became a Christian and I saw scriptures like this, and I'm like, okay, hey, I'm supposed to be this new creation in Christ, and I'm following God. I want to become a Christian. I'm not just trying to go to church to put on a show. I truly want to follow Him. When I saw scriptures like this, it made me say, okay, hey, for me to do this the right way, I need to get married. And so as it goes down, it says in verse 11, and such were some of you. Such were some of you in the past. Lines up with the first one. Old man is dead. New creation. You were this way when you were the old man. You lived in sin. You were an idolater, an adulterer, involved in homosexuality and being a thief and a drunkard. The old man. Such were some of you. Past tense. So it's right there in the word. So where does the argument come in at, people? Where does the argument come in at? I'll tell you where the argument comes in at. The argument comes in when we want to hold on to our sin. That's where the argument comes in at, where we want to determine, hey, I'm good. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to keep doing this, but I'll change these things over here. And so I'm all good. I'm still a Christian, but Paul said right here, don't be deceived. Do not deceive yourself. If you are living in sin and living this way, do not deceive yourself. Such were some of you. Don't deceive yourself that you can live like this and call yourself a Christian and go to heaven. It has to be past tense. That has to be something that you were involved in. The old man cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. So we have to be honest about those things. As I said, when I looked at that within my life, I realized, hey, the word says this. I'm trying to follow Christ. I'm trying to follow Christ. So as Christ is going straight ahead and I decided I want to make a left turn and chase a woman and be sexually active and all of this, I'm not following Him correctly. I'm not going to get where He's going. But He said that marriage is on this street and I can follow Him. If I'm following Him, it'll lead me to marriage. Or if I'm following Him and I can be abstinent, as Paul said, I can be following Him and I'm still on track. But He's saying with these other sins, if I'm an adulterer, I'm off track. If I'm an idolater, I'm off track. If I'm a thief, I'm off track. I'm turning down the different streets, so I'm not truly following Him. And we can understand that analogy. It's very simple, because if it lines up with Him, you'll be right behind Him. I know whenever I followed someone, I'm looking at their license plates and things like that, to where I'm like, hey, to make sure I notice I'm following them. Because sometimes, you know, you get separated in traffic and there may be a car that looks like theirs. You're like, oh no, what am I going to do? But, you know, those are just some of the things that I use to make sure that I'm on the right path and I'm following them. And so He said, don't be deceived. Don't deceive yourself. That life has to be past tense for you to be on play and in place. So it says, such were some of you. And it says that you were washed, you were baptized, you were sanctified and justified by the Spirit of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. There was a change that took place. So this is that new man we talked about last time. That new man lives in a new manner. And that's what we talked about last time, to where we let go of the old and we grab the hold to the new. And so this is taking it to the next level, saying that, hey, you have to acknowledge that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And then you have to look at yourself and say, am I living a righteous life or am I living an unrighteous life? And here is a list of things where we can kind of look at it and know, hey, it says this right here that if you're doing this or you're doing that, you know for a fact, people. So if you're involved in some of these things, you have to ask yourself a question. Are you going to continue to deceive yourself? Because it's already been said, if you're living this way and think you are following Christ, you're deceiving yourself. You are not following Christ. You are deceiving yourself. And then it says that it has to be past tense. Such were some of you. So he's saying, hey, don't be deceived that the new man can be doing what the old man was doing. So I know now that I've been washed, I'm sanctified, I'm justified by the Spirit of Christ in Jesus Christ's name and by the Spirit of God, because I no longer live the way I did on this list. I was involved in several things on this list, and now I'm not. Because I understand that I cannot be a new creation and live that way. So when I look at this and say, and such were some of you, I say, amen. Because that's the past for me. That's not me anymore. Now I'm married with children and moving forward and living for Christ and sharing the gospel and things like that. So that's not me anymore. And you have to ask yourself that question. Is this you? Is this you now, or was that you in the past? And if you see that you are still involved in some of these things on the list, then you have to say to yourself that you have to be honest. You have to be honest. Do not deceive yourself. If this is not your past behavior, you are not following Jesus correctly. You're just not. And so we're just going to leave it right there. It's nothing to argue or dispute. It's for you to get into your word and pray and reason, reason with God about these things on how to help you make these things past tense. But you acknowledge, you have to acknowledge that you know that your unrighteous living is going to take away you being able to go to heaven. That it makes it null and void, that you're doing all of this for naught because you are not following correctly. And so just take that time, do that. Don't just gloss over this and say, it's cool. I can do what I want. I'm fine. I'm still on pace. No, you are not, my brothers and sisters, because it says it right here in the scripture. So I'll let you go. Reason and grapple with that for yourself. That's all I have this week on Let's Talk, Let's Think. I'm your host, Carrie Braggs. And remember, subscribe and hit the notification bell. And I will see you on our next episode. You have a good one. Bye.